Mike, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Hey, you graduated here a couple of days ago. You've been probably enjoying some of the summer and everything like that. What have you been up to? How have you been keeping busy here over these last couple of weeks?
Well, first, just thanks for having me on. And
yeah.
The last few days, I mean, after graduation, I always spend my summer fishing and, you know, hanging out with friends and enjoying some sun and on the lake and, yeah, just basically having a good time with my buddies and family, really.
Living the good life before you head up to SUNY Cortland. So we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But obviously it was such a memorable season for you, especially here in your senior season. When you think back about some of the big moments and some of the big plays you may have had and then some of the crazy stats that you had out there on the football or baseball field, like what really stands out to you?
What really stands out to me is just having fun and enjoying sports as a whole. I mean, football, one of my best friends, Austin Weeks, he was a lineman. I mean, I was a quarterback. He was protecting me. I was cracking jokes in the huddle to him. And then on the baseball field, he's our first baseman and our number four hitter. So, I mean, just me and him having a good time smiling through everything. I mean, the lows and the highs, me and him are always laughing, having a good time. I think that's really the most enjoyable thing throughout high school is really experiencing, like, new emotions and, I mean, high emotions and low when it comes to that and just learning how to control them, especially when your best buddies are around.
I'd believe it, and that doesn't surprise me one bit. I want to look back for a little bit on the football season for you because it was a tremendous, tremendous season on both sides of the football. And obviously, you played in a really tough section, you know, dropping down to Class D in Tioga, obviously would go on to win a state championship. But what really worked for the team this year and what really worked for you on the offensive side and on the defensive side as well?
I think the biggest thing this season with football is, you know, when it comes down to high school ball, it's in football, any sort of body can be on the field. You can be big or small. I mean, we had Joey Sherwood. He was a smaller tight end, but he had one of the most touchdowns on our team. And I think that's the biggest thing is utilizing your players where they need to be. We needed someone to step up, and he was Joey Sherwood was the one to step up and do it for us as a football standpoint on offense. And then on defense, I think is just, you had to get off the ball and watch the ball. Obviously, me being a D lineman, and it was actually a new position for me, D line, because I've been a linebacker for most of my career in football. Mm-hmm. And it was just the whole aspect of football is just way different than any other sport. I mean, you're out there and you're trying to literally run through a human, and that's what we preach there at Narc Valley is just don't play with your mouth, play with your pads, sort of thing.
You know, and the thing is your numbers offensively especially were just eye-popping because you were such a mobile quarterback. You could run with the football, but also you threw the football. And that's something that we sometimes don't necessarily see a whole lot here in Section 4 football is a quarterback who throws the ball successfully. I mean, you had more than 1,000 yards through the air, and you had, what, 12 touchdowns, I think. So how did you really embrace that quarterback position and really embrace the idea and the option of throwing the football?
Well, I think it starts off with having great coaches to help me, I mean, make reads and everything else as a quarterback. And then it's just, I mean, taking a chance sometimes when you're back there and you have someone deep and if they're one-on-one with someone and just kind of throwing it up maybe and trying to make an athlete make a play and to see what does go down. And to break it down, really, it's just sometimes it's a 50-50 ball, and sometimes it goes your way, and sometimes it doesn't.
Mike Wandell with us here on BTL. He is ESPN Ithaca's Knight of Champions Scholar Athlete of the Year for his outstanding season on the football field and the baseball diamond. If you missed Knight of Champions, you can find it on our website at ESPNIthaca.com as well as our Facebook page. And I do want to talk about your success on the diamond because you guided your team to a Section 4 tournament berth, and I think that was the first tournament win for you guys in some time, right?
Right. Yep. More than 10 years.
Yeah. So I remember that game specifically, and I know we talked about it here a couple weeks ago, that massive home run that you had at Wells College. I mean, just an unbelievable shot. And your offensive numbers were just ridiculous this season, batting well over 500 and having a 1.557 OPS. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So how do you do it at the plate? What's led you to have so much success out there in the batter's box?
Well, this year, it was a little different this year because in the off season, I knew I was going to Cortland, and I knew I was going to be a pitcher, so I really focused on gaining most of my strengths as a pitcher. But one thing I kind of neglected, which I knew before the season could help or not, was stepping in the batter's box and having good at-bats. And it really just – sometimes when you do things over the winter, it gets so tedious and you're not doing it the right way, and then I really was fresh going into spring baseball at Nork Valley, and I was just focused on just hitting off the tee and stuff like that, and it just translated right into at bats. And then sometimes, I mean, you hear about the major leaguers when they're in the slump, they don't even take BP before games. They just go in there almost like raw, and like you just go and you battle as an athlete.
You mentioned that you will be taking your talents to SUNY Cortland. Why was C-State the right fit for you?
Well, I mean, great facilities, close to, 45 minutes away from my house. Really, really great baseball program. I mean, they made, so many appearances in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. And the biggest thing for me was just I first went to a camp to Cortland when I was in, I think, ninth grade. And ever since then, we've been in contact. And it was just almost like a loyalty thing, like first come, first serve. But I just keep my eyes open. And it ended up being that they were the first ones I've really talked to, and they were the best choice for me.
You know, we've seen your game progress, especially when it comes to baseball. And I remember when you were a bit younger, we got like some first glimpses of you, and there was a lot of excitement with the prospect of you being a good baseball player. And that clearly was the case, and it worked out for you. But I'm wondering how you feel like your game has progressed throughout the course of your career, and where you were as a youngster to where you are now, getting ready to play for one of the top D3 programs in the country.
I think as a youngster, I really was just kind of, I was more about focusing on strikeouts and just kind of messing with like batters, throwing curveballs on 0-2 counts when sometimes maybe they couldn't hit my fastball and stuff like that. I mean, it just kind of, as you get older, I think you just get smarter with knowing the game and respecting the game. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened this year, is if someone wasn't going to hit my fastball, I would throw it, and it'd keep my pitch count down, which translated into me being more fresh in later innings if I was starting, and just being all around more smart on the mound is the biggest thing, I think, that helped me out through my whole entire career.
Mike Wandell with us here on BTL from the Newark Valley football and baseball team. He's ESPN Ithaca Scholar Athlete of the Year. You know, obviously, Newark Valley is such a proud sports community. A lot of great moments have come out of there. And for you as an athlete, I'm wondering what your favorite memories or moments have been, whether it's during your playing time or otherwise.
Favorite memories from Newark Valley for sports, I think it would be, it's got to be just one of my buddies. I mean, we went through COVID and everything, and all through that, just having good friends and just, you know, wiffle ball in the backyard and pretending you're Bryce Harper batting lefty, or you're, you know, David Wright, or even, I mean, and then when you're pitching, you try and be like Max Scherzer, and just having fun with all sports in Newark Valley. I mean, the community is so great, and we have just opportunities all around our community to just go out and have fun with some local friends.
That's awesome. I absolutely love it. Hey, Mike, we'll let you run, but seriously, it's been an absolute joy watching you play out there on the field, not just this season, but the last few seasons on the football field and on the diamond. We wish you a lot of luck heading up to SUNY Cortland. I'm sure we're going to be chatting with you soon as you find success up there, but a lot for you to be proud of. Congratulations on all of the success, and really appreciate the time again.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate everything.